Selection of state land is one of the incentives for forming a new borough. Not all of the state's holdings are available to the new municipality. In fact, it's just a small portion. The lands are called vacant, unappropriated, and unreserved, or VUU land, and it's acreage that's not already been selected for grants to the university, Alaska Mental Health Trust, Southeast State Forest, or other state uses. Alaska law says the new borough is entitled to no less than 10% of the VUU land within its boundaries. A December 6th letter from the Department of Natural Resources says 10% of the available land is 1,800 acres. However, the DNR says that amount will be reduced by 457 acres because of a prior municipal entitlement already given to the old city of Petersburg. That leaves a selection of over 1,300 acres. Committee members thought the borough should be seeking more than that. However, Chair Rick Braun wanted to go ahead with the selection process.
I would suggest that we select out of the VUU that we've been given, that we select the 1,300-something acres and get what we can now, and then proceed with a legislative appropriation or some other way to get the additional, but, instead of holding up the whole process.
Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson got a bill passed in 2010 that increased the land given to the Wrangell and Haines boroughs. Under that bill, Wrangell was entitled to just over 9,000 acres, while Haines got over 3,100 acres. Committee member Ron Bushman thought the borough could convince legislators that the Mental Health Trust and University have already selected the most valuable state land in the area, and Petersburg should be granted more of what's left. And Dave Kensinger thought the borough could make an argument for 10% of what's been granted to the Mental Health Trust.
If Mental Health got 100 acres, we should be able to get another 10 acres in unreserved state land. So it should increase our allotment. You know, because the state's given up quite a bit of land to non-taxpaying entities in the borough.
Yeah, exactly.
With mental health land and university land.
The land available for selection has been further reduced by the creation of a Southeast State Forest with acreage that could be used for future timber sales. The committee voted unanimously to recommend the borough seek legislative help to increase its land selection. That was the only recommendation coming out of the committee during its second meeting. However, the group started looking through maps supplied by DNR of the available lands. Committee members discussed for what purpose the borough should be selecting land, and responses ranged from rock pits to drinking water protection to general economic development. Committee member Ron Bushman wanted to target acreage that could be developed.
You know, economic development lands, but also land that maybe like some waterfront land that we could sell at some point. And I mean, the mental health has made a tremendous amount of money off of the lands they've sold between the city and Pep, or you know, the old city limits, Pepke's Landing, and use that to fund some of the things we're going to have problems funding, like rebuilding the Pepke's dock and some of that stuff.
Pepke's Landing is 10 miles south of downtown Petersburg, and the borough may eventually take over a state-owned dock and boat ramp there. However, that's separate from the borough land selection process. There's no available state land to select at Pepke's, but a parcel not too far away at Falls Creek drew some interest from the committee. There was also support for land on the Kuprinoff Island shoreline just north of Saspe Island. That's along one possible road route to connect to the nearby community of Cake. Here's Committee Chair Braun with Bushman and others responding.
But that would only be valuable if the Cake Road went through.
Yeah. Right.
It's waterfront, though.
It is
waterfront. It's not bad land.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's level. It's mm-hmm. It's south-facing. Mm-hmm. It might be.
And
several other possibilities also had interest from committee members. One was a waterfront parcel on southern Mitkoff Island that includes a mothballed ferry terminal and parking lot, once used for a connection to Prince of Wales Island. Here are committee members Braun, Kensinger, Donna Laubin, Mike Bangs, and others.
But I'm surprised they haven't designated this ferry terminal area as not available for selection.
Good point. The state's not aware that it's there.
Should we just take it? I think it's one of the best pieces.
Should we just select it?
Yeah.
We could make our own
selection.
You could make. I would select it because you could make it a whole new city out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, very.
paved all the way, plowed.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
exactly.
Got a boat ramp.
Yeah,
sorry,
this ferry terminal. To me, this whole selection, this whole section of shoreline here would be high priority for the whole selection.
That area also includes a shoreline log facility where a timber can be transferred into the water and rafted away to a sawmill. The committee also discussed the possibilities for potential rock and gravel pits that could generate revenue for the new borough. Ultimately, they made no recommendations yet to the borough assembly on specific parcels, but they plan to meet again in January. The borough land selection and conveyance process could take 3 to 5 years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.